Christina McDonough is a law student in New York right now, but she's been keeping up with news from her home state of Alaska. She's Sukpyak from the village of Perrysville, and she worries the state isn't prepared for a coronavirus outbreak in rural Alaska. McDonough remembers breaking her arm in Perrysville as a kid.
And I had to wait several days for the airplane to come to take me to the nearest hub, which was Dillingham. And, a broken arm is nothing compared to pneumonia.
McDonough co-wrote an opinion article that laid out steps for the state to take to make sure rural communities are not left behind when preparing for a coronavirus outbreak. That includes more training for health aides and small medical teams that could assist communities who have an outbreak, but reliable medical transport is her biggest concern. Raven's bankruptcy earlier this month left a lot of questions for rural healthcare providers who depend on those airlines to fly patients in for medical care. Heidi Hedberg directs the Division of Public Health at the Alaska Department of Health and Social Services.
And so we are hoping and waiting to see the private industry step into that vacuum and meet the needs of the villages that have had reduced flight services into their communities.
18 villages in the Yukon-Kuskokwim Delta do not have regular air service. Raven was the only passenger airline that served them. That means the Yukon-Kuskokwim Health Corporation in Bethel must charter flights with other airline carriers to bring patients into Bethel for medical care. But not everyone who tests positive for coronavirus will be medevaced into a hub or Anchorage. If cases are mild, the patient will likely stay in the village. Hedberg says the state emergency center has worked with private airlines to properly transport a patient who has tested positive for coronavirus in a village. But should the airline refuse, or one is not available in a rural community,
then that's when the National Guard or the Coast Guard is able to be used to transport that positive case.
With no regular air service to so many communities, YKHC has had to turn to charter flights to get non-coronavirus patients to medical care in Bethel, as well as deliver medical supplies. But YKHC is still waiting on the state for answers. YKHC spokesperson Mitchell Forbes says that chartering a flight can cost as much as $1,000.
Right now, we've continued to tell the state that if a solution is not found there, it is not financially feasible for us to continue to carry that cost.
He says so far, the extra cost to charter a flight hasn't impacted their ability to move patients out of the communities they serve and get medical supplies to those villages.
We're not going to leave someone in a village and say, we can't bring you to medically necessary care because it's too expensive.
Currently in Bethel, only one person has tested positive for the coronavirus so far. Reporting in Bethel, I'm Christy Schallenberger.